Jerry Bader Show, 950-406-1360 in the Green Bay area, 888-455-1360. An employee of a store at the Green Bay Mall has gotten some TV publicity and has had her change.org petition shared. She's railing against retailers. She works for one. Railing against retailers opening on Thanksgiving night. Well, they don't care about us. They don't care. We have to work just for a few pennies more. I am not going to criticize a retailer or any other business for opening when they think people will shop. Attitudes have changed. Look, back in the day, and I've taken this topic up before, when on Easter Sunday the Manitowoc Menards was open. I remember driving by it. Back in the day, and I'm old enough to remember when grocery stores started opening on Sunday. They weren't open on Sundays. They did it because they knew people would shop. I want to read that, Jason. Hang on. Boo freaking who? Police, fire, hospital staff, and the military have to work every holiday. You have to work one of them. Big deal and stop whining. You don't like it? Then quit and get a different job. I'm sure someone will gladly work instead of you so they can feed their family. I don't think I have anything to add to that. Kathy from Green Bay. Kathy, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry.
Go ahead.
I agree. I don't think that people should go to the mall on Thanksgiving to show them that, no, we don't want you open and that we won't patronize them.
See, now, if that happened, her problem would be solved. If it doesn't happen, and by the way, I agree with you, Kathy, but if it does happen, what it means is retailers are right and enough people want to shop during that time, which I think they're goofs, but that's up to them. You know, then it shows that they're going to get their return on investment and made the right decision.
What a sad commentary.
Well, it is. It is. But I'm with you. I really wish people wanted to stay home and be with their families on Thanksgiving. But because they are willing to shop, does that mean the stores shouldn't be open?
I agree they should not be open.
You agree?
I'm sorry. I don't think they should.
You don't think they should, even if people want to shop?
People will shop anytime.
Yeah, and if they will, then shouldn't the store be open for them?
I don't agree.
Okay, see, that's where people have some people have a problem with this. They want, if they can make a return on their investment, why not make the business decision to shop? And I don't think it's a store's responsibility to say, well, no, you should be home with your family. Kathy in De Pere. Kathy, how you are the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. Hi. I agree with the lady that just hung up. I think they should not be open. Hobby Lobby has stayed in business for how many years, and they have chosen to close on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And probably the only store around that does.
Mm-hmm.
And they stay in business. They're doing just fine. And I just think, now you said there's no way that I would shop on Thursday. Well, the people that are working in those stores, they don't have that choice.
Uh-huh.
I agree. And for you to say that, well, fine, they can go get another job.
Uh-huh.
That's not so easy to do.
And
our whole world is getting crazy. Money has become the root of all evil. And somebody needs to take a stand. I don't think there's any reason that those stores have to be open.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Kathy, okay, two things. My daughter has to work Thanksgiving night. It's got nothing to do with the store.
Should they cancel? I heard that.
Should they cancel a basketball game so she doesn't have to work on Thanksgiving night?
No, but I look at that a little bit differently.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your honesty. You don't know because it's just there's just something that where you feel this is the store's fault. The store responding to what consumers want, I don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah, a lot of them are opening at 6 a.m. Someone just sent me a Menards flyer. Close Thanksgiving, open that up. Okay, I'm sorry. Menards is closed Thanksgiving Day. They have a flyer saying they're closed. Others are opening early and then closing or reopening at 8 o'clock. I don't blame the stores. If the stores think they can make money, I don't have a problem at all with them doing this. Nick on the road. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, I don't work in retail, mm-hmm. but my aunt does, and they're willing to hire me for like 2 days for Thanksgiving. I'm willing to work it. Anything for a little extra money, I'll do it. I don't care.
So you would go work Thanksgiving night at 8 o'clock?
I am, actually, at 8 until 1, and then if they can let me work longer, I'll do it for extra
money.
Okay,
so you took them up on that offer.
Yeah, I mean, I work for the city of Greenby driving bus, so I don't even work in retail, but I'm willing to do it. It's like they call it the friends and family. You can go in there, and they'll pay you for working Thanksgiving, and I'm willing to do it. I don't care.
Okay, and
that way I don't have to deal with my mother-in-law.
See, and here's the thing. Now, I will not at all criticize you for that. That's good for you, quite honestly. I wouldn't do it, but good for you. If you want to do that and you want to make some extra bucks, that's fine. The previous caller, they're both Kathy's, so the Kathy that just called somehow feels it's the store's responsibility not to give you that opportunity.
It's a business. They're going to do what's right for their business. If you don't like it, get a different job.
Oh, but you're not supposed to say that because that's not so easy to do, Nick. Well, you found a part-time job pretty quick. Thanks a lot for the call. To Nate in Green Bay. Nate, go ahead.
Mr. Bader, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I worked at Target for, last year. And if you don't work Black Friday or you don't work Christmas Eve, you're fired on the spot. And I have a major issue with that. For college students especially, it's hard if we're in college in another state, and as many of my friends are, and we have to come back for one day twice a year. I don't think that's fair. Also, holidays are supposed to be for family time, and there is a rational interest of, society and some could argue the government in regulating business hours on those 2 days. I'm a Republican, and proudly so, but there has to be at least some check and balance on the business in this instance.
Well, why though, Nate? Why? Why?
Because there's a rational interest in creating and preserving the family bond.
You preserve the family bond. Nate, you preserve the family bond by staying home on Thanksgiving and not going shopping, even if the option is there.
Right. But with businesses requiring,
okay,
especially
right.
retailers,
okay, yeah, okay, you're not. Okay, I got
that
you.
Employees
right.
work those days that weakens the family bond.
All right, now that's a separate argument. I'll address that after 10 o'clock. Let's get to Jim and Pulaski. Jimmy, got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, I was just going to say my daughter just started at Quick Trip. She's been there 2 weeks, 3 weeks. She just got told that she's working Thanksgiving Day 2 to 10, and she's. Well, I asked for it off. I go, everybody wanted it off. Welcome, I have to work. I said, because you're low dog on the pole, welcome to the workforce.
Jim, well put, and thanks a lot for the call. So what he's saying is, well, it's not, okay, people can choose not to shop, Jerry, you're right, but people can't choose to work or not. He's right about that. And as Jim pointed out, his daughter found that out. I will address that. We'll get on to other things, but we can take more calls on this. I am surprised at the opposition we're receiving to this. 9:58.
The Jerry Bader Show.